When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In so many ways, video games handle plot twists so much better than any other media. It's you who has to navigate being betrayed, left for dead, fighting some unseen horror that's now emerging from the ceiling, or just finding your way out of a conversation with your head intact after the villain has been revealed. Smart video game writers know all of this and can directly incorporate the player's expectations into their twists, allowing them to manipulate you in any number of surprising ways. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 plot twists that change how you see video games. Oh, and also note, there will be spoilers for the games mentioned. Number 9, the Turing test. Droning on. The Turing test begins as aptly named engineer Ava Turing is woken from stasis by an AI named Tom. This charming chap informs you that he's lost contact with the research crew and needs you to investigate. You discover that the crew have fashioned the research base itself into a complex series of puzzle chambers, designed to keep artificial intelligences at bay. These are the titular Turing tests, only solvable by humans. With all this ominous foreshadowing, there was bound to be a killer twist. And it turns out that Ava is actually a drone, a human puppet being remotely operated by Tom. The story then shifts up a gear from here on in, but what's more surprising is that the gameplay is also augmented in a way that you rarely see. Now that Ava is aware that Tom is controlling her, the player can shift between multiple perspectives, taking control of Tom's surveillance cameras and robots to assist Ava in solving puzzles. It's kinda like playing co-op with yourself, and makes you consider the very idea of player agency and AI becoming one. Number 8, Half-Life Alyx, The Vault. With Half-Life 2 ending on the death of Eli Vance, this is then alluded to a number of times throughout the prequel Half-Life Alyx, despite the small issue that it hasn't actually happened yet. So if you're someone who subscribes to the linear nature of time, like most of us, this should be setting alarm bells off that something major is coming. Cut to the end of the game when Alyx reaches the core of a Combine vault, and a spooky silhouette turns out to be G-Man, the omnipotent reality-altering entity at the center of Half-Life's mystery. G-Man shows Alyx the future. Eli's death and that infamous cliffhanger. He allows Alyx to prevent this future event from occurring, altering the course of time itself and allowing the Half-Life series to continue. With this change fulfilled, all of Half-Life is now up for grabs. You see the final few seconds of Half-Life Alyx through Gordon Freeman's eyes as he's handed a crowbar from the now alive Eli. Going forward, it feels like anything could come together, past, present, and all future. Gordon Freeman is back, and after a decade of wondering, Half-Life 3 is finally happening. Number 7, Undertale. Everything with Flowey. The first character you meet in the almighty Undertale is a tiny flower by the name of Flowey. He seems pretty harmless until he tries to kill you, then he slays the king and mocks you for trying to save him. Then though, the game crashes, booting you back to your desktop. When you start it again, the intro cinematic glitches out and your save file has now been replaced by one that reads Flowey, My World. Load this and Flowey will transform, break the game's art style completely, and if you lose, crash your game all over again, forcing you to restart the fight. Turns out that Undertale is in full control of your save file and overall progression. This interaction with Flowey is just the beginning of a brilliant meta-narrative involving tons of characters and lines of dialogue across the whole game that you'll only find by replaying. Number 6, Silent Hill 2, A Shaggy Dog Story. Silent Hill 2 is widely regarded as one of the greatest horror games ever to grace our screens. Or so it may seem, because deep within this suspenseful supernatural thriller lurks one of the most absurdly hilarious twist endings ever. It's only unlocked once you have completed the game's three main endings, so you do have to be pretty dedicated to find it. Completing these three things, though, allows you to find a key in a newly materialized dog kennel, which opens a secret door in the Lakeview Hotel marked Observation Room. Head inside and you'll find a dog wearing a pair of headphones and operating some kind of control station with dozens of buttons and levers. Of course, it's a big ol' random joke, but if you've since seen Joss Whedon's Cabin in the Woods, it kind of feels like Konami got there first. This crafty canine was the mastermind behind the game's events, making you wonder what's really going on in all of your favorite games. Number 5, The Beginner's Guide, Coda. Created by Davey Reedon, co-lead developer on The Stanley Parable, The Beginner's Guide is a game about game development. Reedon walks and talks the player through a series of experimental minigames created by his friend Coda, a reclusive game designer who underestimates his own talent. These games start off as charming, minimalist experiences and grow increasingly surreal and unsettling. The twist happens towards the end, when Reedon receives an email from Coda with a private link to a game that's impossible to beat. Reedon cheats his way through and arrives at a startling message from Coda, telling him to stop sharing his games with other people, i.e. you, and accusing him of altering his titles to suit the narrative of Coda as an emotionally tormented man. In reality, he just really enjoyed making weird games. The genius of The Beginner's Guide is through ambiguity. It's not clear to what degree the events depicted are real or fictional, and it stands as a testament to how much we can assume about a creator's mind and intent through the art that they create. Games, game developers, art, artists, creators, and creativity, maybe with a change in perspective, we've got it all wrong. Number 4, Frog Fractions, Meta Maths. Frog Fractions is a cute, harmless, educational flash game about solving simple fractions. At least it is for the first couple of minutes. What starts off as basic arithmetic soon expands into a metafictional mathematical masterpiece. With just a couple of simple upgrades, the friendly turtle on which the titular frog sits on transforms into a dragon fitted with a warp drive, allowing the frog to transcend the confines of its own reality. Along the way, the game eviscerates the fourth wall entirely, seeing the frog bound between many different game genres, including a space shoot 'em up, a visual novel, a rhythm game, a text adventure, and an ocean exploration game, accompanied by a lecture on the history of boxing. So bizarre, it's utterly brilliant. Frog Fractions pushed the medium of video games forward by deconstructing its very essence. Number 3, Spec Ops: The Line. Do you feel like a hero yet? Spec Ops The Line looked like any other mundane military shooter. You play as a soldier who looks like he's been ripped straight from an army recruitment poster, the gameplay is remarkably unremarkable, and the color palette consists of 50 shades of beige. Ingeniously though, this is all a carefully crafted facade. Things quickly spiral out of control when you command player character Captain Walker to bomb a hostile area with white phosphorus, a horrific chemical weapon. As Walker approaches the scene, one of the victims of the attack pleads with him, asking why he did such a thing and saying to him, "We were helping." In a moment of regretful realization, Walker rounds the corner to see his chemical attack has killed dozens of innocent civilians who the enemy soldiers were assisting. The disturbing image of a mother's charred corpse shielding her child's eyes haunts Walker for the rest of the game, and he continues on his mission, suffering various hallucinations as his sanity unravels. Number 2, Doki Doki Literature Club, Monica. Doki Doki Literature Club begins with a warning. The game is not suitable for children or those who are easily disturbed. Most players will breeze right past this without a second thought. After all, it's a cute anime dating sim. What could possibly be disturbing about that? And sure, the game appears to be absolutely harmless until the player discovers their best friend Sayori hanging from her bedroom ceiling. At this point, the game immediately ends, and upon starting a new playthrough, it glitches and freezes as if the files are corrupted. Group leader Monica seems to decidedly nonchalant about the disturbing events, making you feel like something is really wrong. In the game's terrifying finale, it becomes clear that Monica has complete control over the game itself. She proceeds to address not only your in-game character, but the real you, confessing that she is completely obsessed with you and is fully aware that she's in a game. Monica manipulated the other characters to make them appear undesirable in an attempt to coerce you into falling in love with her. The only way to end this nightmare is to access the game's folder and manually delete Monica's character files. Long after the horror is over, though, the question of whether there's a difference between player and player character remains, making you consider your connection to every game you play going forward. And number 1, Bioshock, Would You Kindly. Yes, we've covered this twist so many times, but you literally can't talk about plot twists that made an impact and not talk about the one that upended the very way video game stories are told. Centered on weaponizing the very idea of tutorialization against you, BioShock reveals that you're actually subtly brainwashed to respond to the phrase, "Would you kindly?" Only your former friend Atlas has been saying this in a variety of ways when simply instructing you in how to proceed from place to place. It's hard to put into words how seismic this was in the late 2000s. In a world before all the memes and before this twist was common knowledge. Realizing creator Ken Levine had found a way to embed a narrative twist into the very fabric of our interaction with games was and still is nothing short of genius. Going forward though, this broke everything. Fans began questioning why anybody was doing anything, from Sonic collecting rings to chicken legs as power-ups in Streets of Rage. Free will in video games had a whole new dimension and nothing would ever be the same again.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.